welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The giant of the beer industry, AB InBev, is trying to get bigger with the acquisition of MillerCoors, and they keep buying craft beer companies as well. They're also buying up distributorships in what some see as an attempt to control the market. Corporate beer this week on Beer Untapped. We'll also have great news later as the second year for the South Dakota tap takeover is coming. So, Belgian-owned AB InBev, makers of Budweiser, is now trying to take over MillerCoors. They are the largest and second largest beer companies in the world, respectively. If that $100 billion deal goes through, the newly formed company would sell one of every three beers produced in the entire world.
AB InBev, Anheuser-Busch InBev, now a Belgian company, is attempting to purchase SAB Miller. So I think if we back the history up a little, this is just maybe the pinnacle of mergers. If we look back, when AB was bought by InBev, that was big news. When Miller and Coors and Molson combined, that was big news. This has really been kind of on a merger trajectory for a long time.
That is Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings. So what would this merger mean to craft beer?
What that means for the craft beer industry, I don't know. It's not like Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Miller's and Coors now, since they're all partnered together, have any more money than they did before to take over the craft beer industry. You know, I can't possibly think that now they have some war chest together that makes it easier to combat the craft beer guys. They've always had better access to ingredients and technologies. I mean, they have the top of the line. These guys, if you guys look at the history, these guys are the guys that invented refrigeration, mechanical refrigeration. So, I mean, it's not like it's not like this merger is now going to give them some technical advantage. It's not like, not like these tech companies that buy out each other just to hold the intellectual property. It's just a market share thing.
And the merger still has to be approved by regulators.
Is that going to mean that this new super brewery, Galaxy Brewery, maybe they'll grow scrutiny as they try to buy little brands? Will this super brewery be able to pick up the little brands? And maybe the regulators may just say, this is the time that is no longer available. You can't pick up these little brands. I don't know.
AB InBev has been buying up a number of craft breweries, the most noticeable their purchase of Goose Island back in 2011. Perhaps regulators in the U.S. or elsewhere will say, enough is enough.
Anytime you eliminate competition and consolidate, it is a little bit disappointing, especially on a global level like that. The argument is that once something becomes so big and so homogenized that you have no other alternative, you inhibit growth, you inhibit competition, you inhibit individuality. There's a lot of things that the regulators are going to look at.
In addition, AB InBev is being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department. They're probing allegations that the corporation is seeking to curb competition in the beer market by buying distributors in California, making it tougher for the fast-growing craft brewers to get their products on store shelves. No matter what happens, Seth says, some things will not change.
You know what it's not going to change? Is your local pubs and breweries. Wooden Legs won't change. We're still going to be making beer here. I don't care who merges with who. We're going to be making the beer because we like making beer. We like people drinking our beer. We like hanging out with our community. That's not going to change. And, every other small little brewery that you go to the source, that's not going to change. Stuff may get shuffled out. Some stuff may be elbowed out now at the liquor store, and that's unfortunate. But it's not going to change the fact that we're a brick-and-mortar location that makes beers here. And there's a lot of places like that.
When Beer Untapped returns, we look at the return of one of the coolest craft beer events in the state. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Coming right up, year two of the South Dakota Tap Takeover. But first, let's check in with Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store and find out about those three new tap beers for your growler fills.
The first one's from Miner out of the Black Hills. It's a mango cream ale, 15 cents an ounce. It's easy drinking, refreshing. The mango flavor is very pronounced here, which really works for this beer. The next one is Samuel Adams Oktoberfest, 13 cents an ounce. If you can't get enough of our number one selling Oktoberfest, you should definitely try it on tap. It's even better. Sweet and malty with notes of caramel, vanilla, and spice. And the last one on tap here is from Summit. their oatmeal stout for 13 cents an ounce. This is backed by popular demand. The last one we had sold out in less than a week. It's been our best-selling tap beer so far. Smooth yet complex. This is my favorite beer from Summit. Flavors of coffee, chocolate, with a slightly piney, bitter aftertaste. I'd hurry and get some before we sell out again.
New packaged beers this week at the Brookings Liquor Store include Shell's 155 and Black Cauldron Imperial Stout. This Saturday, Hobo Day in Brookings, also the second annual South Dakota Tap Takeover at Wooden Legs Brewing.
We're doing it again this year. We had so much fun doing it last year. If you come to the pub on Hobo Day, the beers that you will drink from our cooler are made in the 605. They are made in the state of South Dakota. We have bought them for you to enjoy with us on Hobo Day. We're going to have beers from Miner. We're going to have beers from the Knuckle, Sick and Twisted. Of course, we're going to have a whole series of our beers that we've squirreled aside so that we have this ready to go. We've really tried hard to get representation from every single available brewery that anybody that has beer to send us, and we've got some specialty stuff.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs.
We do that as an appreciation for South Dakota beer. We think on one of the biggest days in Brookings, I think it's a real shame to not do a showboat of what South Dakota is. If this is the biggest day in South Dakota, then this is the biggest beer day in South Dakota. So anytime you come, we do a flat pricing on it, so you don't have to worry about this, that, or the other thing. Just come and enjoy South Dakota beer.
When they did the South Dakota Tap Takeover last Hobo Day, we're pretty certain it was a first.
Because I know some of the kegs were the first kegs that a brewery ever sent to anybody. So I think last year might have been the genesis of it. And I've seen this happen at a number of places around the state, and I'm super excited about that. There are a number of places that are doing this. Monks down in Sioux Falls did a mini takeover. JL Beers, the Independent Ale House in Rapid did a takeover. And there's been a number of places that just say, if this is who we're going to be, we're going to vote for local beer by putting it on tap.
Seth says they're also sponsoring bus rides on Saturday.
Partnered with the Brookings Area Transit Authority, and we have actually sponsored free rides from the stadium down to downtown. We've also sponsored rides for free from the downtown area to the stadium. You guys, everybody's welcome to come stop by for fan cakes and enjoy the day, but the bus is on us. So you take the bus up to the Hobo Day, to the tailgate area, take it back down here. I think they're even running out to the concert that night at Swiftel. So we are very happy to participate in the program.
That's it for this week's Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.